truly, I have not come to bring peace, but the sword of knowledge about the power of the Spirit, which dwells within the human being. 45. For I have come to bring wisdom and knowledge and to provoke mankind, son against his father, daughter against her mother, daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, servant against master, citizen against government and believer against preacher. 46. The people's enemies will be their own housemates. 47. The path of truth is long and the wisdom of knowledge will only penetrate slowly. 48. Dark ages will follow, centuries and millennia, before the truth of the Spirit will penetrate to the people. 49. The unrighteous and the ignorant, including the scribes, priests and the authorities, will hate those who have the knowledge and will, therefore, persecute them and sow enmity. Chapter 11. The Baptist's Question. I. It happened that after Jmanuel had finished giving such directives to his 12 disciples, he continued on from there, teaching and preaching in their cities. 2. When John in prison heard about the works of Jmanuel, he sent forth his disciples to him and had them say, 3. Are you the one who is to come, the King of Wisdom, as foretold by the prophets, or should we wait for another? 4. Jmanuel answered and said to them, Go back and report to John what you hear and see. 5. The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead rise, and the truth of knowledge is proclaimed to those who seek it. 6. And blessed are those who are not offended by my teachings. Testimony about the Baptist. 7. As they were leaving, Jmanuel began to speak to the people of John, What did you go out into the wilderness to see? 8. Did you expect to see a reed blowing to and fro in the wind? 9. Or, what did you go out to see? 10. Did you expect to see a man clothed in soft raiment? 11. Behold, those who wear soft raiment are in kings' houses with the rulers and the rich, and with the hypocrites, scribes and priests. 12. Or what did you go out for? 13. Did you expect to see a prophet? 14. Yes, I tell you, he is more than a prophet. 15. This is he of whom it is written, Behold, I will send my messenger before you, who shall prepare your way before you. 16. Truly, I say to you, among all those born of women, no one has arisen who is greater than John the Baptist. 17. But now, in the days of John the Baptist, the earth suffers from violence, and those who commit violence are devastating it. 18. For all prophets and the law have foretold up to the time of John. 19. And if you wish to accept it, he is Elisha, who is to come again in his next life. 20. Those who have ears, let them hear. In praise of the Spirit and the knowledge. 21. But to whom shall I compare this generation? 22. It is like the children who sit at the market and call to their playmates, saying, 23. We struck up a tune for you, and you would not dance. We wailed before you, and you would not mourn. 24. John, who is Elisha, has come neither eating nor drinking, so they say, he is possessed. 25. But I have come, eating and drinking, and so they say, Behold, what a glutton and winebibber this man is, a companion of the tax collectors and the unjust. 26. Yet wisdom is justified through the acknowledged deeds, in praise of the Spirit and the knowledge. 27. But at this time Jmanuel began to speak, Praise be to creation, maker of the heavens, the universes and the earth, for keeping the knowledge and power of the Spirit hidden from the unwise and the misguided, who spread the false teachings, and for revealing this knowledge to sincere seekers now. 28. Yes, it has been good of creation, and of God and his celestial sons as well, that they have thwarted until now the misuse of power among earth humans. 29. All things have now been given over to mankind, and no one knows the secret of creation, not even one person, and therefore neither God nor his followers. 30. And all things have now been given over to me by God, whose guardian angels taught me the laws and knowledge of nature and the laws emanating from creation. 31. So come to me, all you who are seeking and thirsting for knowledge and truth, I will refresh you. 32. Take upon yourselves the yoke of having to learn the new teachings, for they offer enlightenment. Within them you will find peace for your life. 33. Because the yoke of spiritual development is gentle, and its burden is light. Chapter 12. Regarding marriage and cohabitation. I. And it came to pass that Manuel began to speak of the laws of marriage and related topics, and he said, 2. You have been given the directive, you shall not commit adultery. 3. Despite this, people commit adultery and fornication, thus violating the laws of nature. 4. It is written, however, whosoever commits adultery and fornication shall be punished, because the fallible are unworthy of life and its laws, thus they shall be castrated or sterilized. 5. If unbetrothed men and women bed down with one another in disgrace and without loving each other, they shall be punished also, for the fallible are unworthy of life and its laws, thus they shall be castrated or sterilized. 6. And if two men bed down with each other, then they shall be punished. Those fallible are unworthy of life and its laws and behave heretically, thus they shall also be castrated, expelled and banished before the people. 7. If, however, two women bed down with one another, they shall not be punished, because they do not violate life and its laws, since they are not inseminating but are bearing. 8. When inseminator and inseminator join together, life is desecrated and destroyed. But if conceiver and conceiver join together, there is neither desecration nor destruction nor procreation. 9. Truly, I say to you, there is no animal beneath the heavens that would behave like humankind and violate the laws of creation and nature. Are you not much more than the animals? 10. No animal is found under the heavens for which males cohabit with other males, but females are found together with females, because male and female animals follow the laws of nature. 2. Whosoever indulges in fornication for the sake of pay or pleasure shall be castrated or sterilized, expelled and banished before the people. Regarding marriage and cohabitation. 12. Whosoever sexually abuses a child is unworthy of life and its laws and shall therefore be punished by castration or sterilization, and be deprived of freedom through lifelong confinement and isolation. 13. Whosoever indulges in incest is unworthy of life and its laws and shall therefore be punished by castration or sterilization, and be deprived of freedom through lifelong confinement and isolation. 14. Whosoever has sexual intercourse with an animal is unworthy of life and its laws and shall be castrated or sterilized, and be expelled and banished before the people. 15. Whosoever marries a man or woman divorced in guilt shall be castrated or sterilized, because he or she is unworthy of life and its laws. They shall both be expelled and banished before the people. 16. He who begets a child without being married to the woman and leaves her unmarried is unworthy of life and its laws and shall therefore be punished by castration and loss of his freedom. 17. Whosoever rapes a woman or a man is unworthy of life and its laws and shall therefore be punished by castration or sterilization, and be deprived of freedom through lifelong confinement and isolation. 18. Whosoever commits violence against another person's body, life or mental health is unworthy of life and its laws and shall therefore be punished with loss of freedom through lifelong confinement and isolation. 19. Truly, truly, I say to you, these laws are rational and were established by nature, and they shall be obeyed, or humans will bring death to themselves in great masses. 20. This earth can nourish and support 500 million people of all human populations. But if these laws are not followed, in 2 times 1,000 years there will exist 10 times 500 million people, and the earth will no longer be able to support them. 21. Famines, catastrophes, worldwide wars and epidemics will rule the earth. Earth humans will kill each other, and only a few will survive. 22. Truly, I say to you, there will be wailing and chattering of teeth when so much human blood drenches the sands of earth that new life forms arise from it, bringing the final horror to mankind. 23. But on this day you have been allowed to receive all good things, and have been given the laws by which you shall live. 24. And you shall adhere to additional laws, so that you will have prosperity on earth and peace within your families. 25. Do away with enforcing the old law that subjects woman to man, since she is a person like the man, with equal rights and obligations. 26. But when a man marries a woman, he shall pay to the most trusted steward of her possessions a price as security, so that she will not suffer from lack of necessities. 27. The price shall be calculated whereby 100 pieces of silver will be required for each year of the woman's age, if her health is not lacking. Thus she will be measured according to her knowledge, abilities and strength. 28. The price shall not be considered that of a purchase, but as security for the woman, so she will not suffer from want. 29. The bond of matrimony between man and woman shall be permitted only if both are mentally competent and capable of conducting a marriage according to the laws. 30. A marriage agreement between man and woman shall be concluded only when the price for the woman is paid. 31. If, according to prearranged agreement, no price is paid, the law applies that the man must provide for all the wife's necessities. 32. A wife's infertility is no cause for divorce, nor for any other judgment or action. 33. The only valid grounds for divorce, aside from adultery, are the destruction or endangerment of the material consciousness, the body or the life of a member of one's own family. 34. A person who is to blame for a divorce shall be castrated or sterilized, expelled and banished before the people, because he or she is unworthy of life and its laws. 35. If all is done and adhered to in this way, justice and peace will come to all humankind and life will be preserved. Chapter 13. Jmanuel and the Sabbath. I. At that time Jmanuel walked through a field of grain on the Sabbath, and his disciples, being hungry, began to pluck ears of grain and to eat. 2. When the Pharisees saw this, they spoke to him, "Behold, your disciples are doing what is not allowed on the Sabbath." 3. But he spoke to them, "Have you not read what David did when he and those with him were hungry?" 4. How he went into the temple and ate the shewbread, which neither he nor those with him were permitted to eat but only the priests. 5. Or have you not read in the law, how on the Sabbath the priests in the temple violate the Sabbath and yet are without guilt? 6. Truly, I say to you, you brood of snakes and vipers, a stone will turn into bread before no work may be done on the Sabbath. 7. For the law that the Sabbath be kept holy is only a man-made law without logic, as are many man-made laws that contradict the laws of creation. 8. False prophets and distorters of the scriptures are the guilty ones responsible for these false laws that contradict the laws of creation and of nature. 9. It is therefore human law that the Sabbath be kept holy and that no work be done on that day, but it is a law that escapes logic, since this law is a false teaching, emanating from the human mind. 10. Truly, I say to you, no Sabbath is holy and no law of creation dictates that no work may be done on the Sabbath. 2. Thus the Sabbath is a day like any other day on which the day's work may be done. 12. Humans are creatures with wills of their own, thus they alone ate masters over the Sabbath, as was previously written in those ancient scriptures and laws that were not adulterated by false prophets, distorters of the scriptures and Pharisees. 13. And he walked on from there and came into their synagogue, where he continued to teach the people. 14. And behold, there was a man with a withered hand, and they asked him, Is it also lawful to heal on the Sabbath? In order that they would have further cause against him. Manual and the Sabbath. 15. But he spoke to them, You hypocrites, if only you had eyes, ears and minds so you could see, hear and understand, but you are blind and without reason because you lack the knowledge to sigh, hear and understand nature. Therefore, you lack insight into the laws of creation that would enable you to see, hear and understand that creation does not keep the Sabbath holy. 16. Every Sabbath day creation rotates the stars through the heavens, regulates the sun, winds and rains and nourishes all creatures on earth. 17. It keeps the rivers flowing in their beds, and everything goes its normal way on one Sabbath as on another, just as creation made it. 18. But are not humans much more than all the creatures and plants? Thus they are masters over them all when they follow the true laws. 19. You brood of snakes and vipers, you distorters of the scriptures who, because of your greed for money and power, spread false teachings. Had you but one sheep that fell into a pit on the Sabbath day, who among you would not take hold of it and pull it out? 20. How much more is a person worth than a sheep or your deceitful and false teachings? 21. Then he spoke to the man, Stretch out your hand. 22. And he stretched it out, and it became sound again just like the other hand. 23. Then the Pharisees went out and held counsel about him, on how they could destroy him, since he made known their lies and false teachings in front of the people. 24. When Shmuel learned of this, he withdrew from there. And many people followed him, including many sick people, and he healed them all. 25. He warned them, however, not to spread the news about him, because he was afraid he would be captured and put to death by torture. 26. But his dedication to the truth prevailed, and so he continued to reveal his teachings and wisdom to the people. Chapter 14. The wrongdoings of Judas Iscariot. It came to pass that Shmuel and his disciples went to Bethlehem, where he taught and instructed the people. 2. However, Judas Iscariot had become disloyal to the teachings of Shmuel and lived only for his own gratification. 3. Secretly, he was collecting from Shmuel's audiences, accumulating gold, silver and copper in his money bag so he could live vainly. 4. And it happened that Judas Iscariot, the son of Simeon, the Pharisee, informed Shmuel of Judas Iscariot's wrongdoings since he hoped to be paid off for this. 5. But Shmuel thanked him and did not repay him with any gifts whatever, so Judas Iscariot thought of revenge, for he was greedy for gold, silver and goods. 6. But Judas Iscariot was led into the desert by Shmuel where, for 3 days and 3 nights, he taught him the concept of right and wrong, whereupon the disciple repented and forthwith followed the teachings of Shmuel. 7. When he returned to the city, he distributed all his possessions and collections among the poor and became a trusted disciple of Shmuel. 8. However, at the same time it transpired that the writings, in which Judas Iscariot had reported on the teachings of Jmanuel, were stolen from him. So he told Jmanuel about it. 9. But he spoke, "Truly, truly, I say to you, Judas Iscariot, you will have to suffer even greater evils than the mere loss of your writings about my teachings and my life." 10. For over 2,000 years you will be wrongly accused of betraying me, because Simeon the Pharisee once did so. 2. But his son, Judas Iscariot, is the real culprit. Like his father, Simeon Iscariot, he is a Pharisee who seeks my life. 12. It is he who stole the writings from you and brought them to the scribes and Pharisees, so they could thereby judge me and put me to death. 13. He received 70 pieces of silver for your writings and will receive another 30 when he makes it possible to hand me over to the executors. 14. Truly, I say to you, he will certainly succeed in this, and for 2,000 years you will innocently have to pay the penalty for it, consequently you will become a martyr. 15. But write down my teachings and my life story another time, for the time will come, in 2,000 years, when your writings will be revealed. 16. Until then my teachings will be falsified and will turn into an evil cult, which will cause much human blood to flow. 17. Because the people are still not prepared to comprehend my teachings and to recognize the truth. 18. Not until 2,000 years will an unassuming man come who will recognize my teachings as truth and disseminate them with great courage. 19. He will be vilified by the established cult religions and advocates of the false teachings about me, and be considered a liar. 20. But you, Judas Iscariot, will until then be innocently reviled as my betrayer and thus be condemned, as a result of the deceitfulness of the chief priests and the ignorance of the people. 21. But pay no attention to this, for the teaching of the truth demands sacrifices that must be made. 22. The people are still not very great in their spirit, consciousness and knowledge. Therefore, they must first take upon themselves much guilt and error before they learn thereby to accumulate knowledge and wisdom, so as to recognize the truth. 23. For all of this to take place, however, and for the knowledge of the truth to bring forth a rich harvest within people, write down my teachings and my life story once again. In this way, my teachings will be available for later generations and bear fruit to the truth. 24. Remain with me from now on, follow me and faithfully carry out your duty as the transcriber of my teachings, namely the teachings of the laws of nature, which are the original laws of creation. 25. Never will there be a will greater than the will of creation, which reveals itself through these laws. 26. But the laws of creation have been valid for yesterday and today, and therefore for tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, and for all time. 27. Thus the laws are also a determination and hence a predetermination for things of the future that must happen. Chapter 15. The Meaning of the Parables. That same day Jmanuel went out and walked to the sea, where he sat down. 2. Many people gathered around him, so that he stepped into a boat and sat down, and all the people stood on the shore. 3. He talked to them in parables about various things, saying, "Behold, a sower went out to sow." 4. While he sowed, some seeds fell on the pathway, then the birds came and ate them up. 5. And some fell on the rocks, where there was not much soil. 6. And as the sun rose high, they withered, and because they had no roots, they dried out. 7. Some fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up and smothered them. 8. Some fell on good ground and bore fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. 9. Those who have ears, let them hear. 10. The disciples stepped up to him and said, "Why do you speak in parables, when they do not understand your teachings?" 2. He answered, saying, "It has been given to you to understand the secrets of the Spirit, but it has not been given to them." 12. They certainly hear my words, but they still live and think according to the false teachings of their scribes and Pharisees. 13. Their consciousness is unknowing and empty. Therefore they must first learn to live and think. 14. What would be better to make them come alive and think, if not through speaking in parables? 15. Truly, I say to you, life and the knowledge of truth are only valuable and good when they are achieved through one's own thinking or through the resolving of mysteries that are recounted in parables. 16. As yet humans have little knowledge and no insight, and they are not yet conscious of the laws of creation and the power of the Spirit. 17. First, humans must learn to recognize the truth and thus to live according to the laws of creation, so they may become knowledgeable and strong in spirit. 18. For to those who have, more will be given so they may have in abundance, but from those who have not, from them will be taken what they have. 19. Therefore, I speak to them in parables, because with seeing eyes they do not see, and with hearing ears they do not hear, nor do they understand. 20. And in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled that says, "With your ears you will hear and not understand, and with open eyes you will see and not perceive." 21. For these people are stubborn in their minds and endeavors. The ears of these humans hear poorly and their eyes slumber, so they neither see with their eyes nor hear with their ears, nor understand with their intelligence. Nor do they try to comprehend the truth and the acknowledged laws of creation, although they would thereby attain help and knowledge. 22. For the people of Israel are unfaithful to the laws of creation and are cursed, and never will they find peace. 23. Their blood will be shed, for they constantly transgress against the laws of creation. 24. They presume themselves above all humankind as a chosen people and thus as a separate race. 25. What an evil error and what an evil presumption, for inasmuch as Israel was never one people or one race, so it was never a chosen people. 26. Unfaithful to the laws of creation, Israel is a mass of people with an inglorious past, characterized by murder and arson. 27. Only a few fathers in the masses of these unfaithful have an honorable past and a traceable family tree. 28. These, however, are not part of the brood of snakes and vipers who have pledged themselves to the false Judaic faith. 29. To the false beliefs and false teachings they adopted from Moses who, in turn, had stolen them from the Egyptians. 30. These few fathers are knowers of the truth and of true knowledge, and they recognize only the laws of creation. 31. They became rare in this land, however, and so can be counted on just one man's hand. 32. They are only a few, and no one's eyes may recognize them, and no one's ears may hear them. 33. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. 34. Truly, I say to you, many prophets and righteous men have wanted to see what you see but did not see it, and to hear what you hear but did not hear it. 35. So listen now to the hidden meaning of this parable about the sower. 36. If someone hears the word of truth about the Spirit and the laws, and does not understand it, then the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in their mind. That is for whom it is sown on the pathway. 37. But for whom it is sown on the rocks, that is the one who hears the word and promptly accepts it with joy. 38. But this person has no roots within, so that which is heard cannot take hold and grow. Rather, This one is fickle and becomes annoyed when misery and persecution arise because of the truth. 39.